it had a huge part in it, and he would even admit it today, I believe. But, yeah, you know, safety. No one invaded other countries underneath. Your party, Earl, wants to make this 2022 election about Donald Trump. Well, people are feeling Democrat policies. We're living Democrat policies right now. Higher taxes, higher inflation, record setting. If you're trying to sell your home now, it's going to limit people who can afford to buy your home. It wasn't the case when Donald Trump, you know, I don't care whether Donald Trump runs or not, but I sure hope his Republican policies live on because they were prosperous and it kept us safe. And that's the fact, Jack. But, Earl, thank you so much, you and Sandy, for taking my call all the time. I leave you upset, and I had to call you and thank you because you're one of the few hosts that still do take my calls, and I do appreciate you wanting to hear the other side, but I'm telling you, Republicans don't really care about 2024 right now. We care about 2022, and we're living Democrat failures day in and day out.
So hang on, CJ. Let's let Sandy respond to you.
Well, no, I appreciate your thanks, CJ. I'm not confident that you're right about the Newt Gingrich contract. I'm not quite sure which of the elements of the contract that you think he signed on to were so fundamental to the Clinton prosperity. I've never heard that attribution made before. But, I think it's good to talk to people of all different viewpoints.
Yes,
because,
so do I.
Because America's filled with different viewpoints, and until we learn how to talk to one another about them and figure out what's right and what's wrong about our various thinking, we're not going to get from here to there.
No, and I agree. Sandy, I think you're right. Until we do start talking, and I think we all have to say the same thing. It's how we get there, I think, is different.
Hey, CJ,
and safe and prosperous.
Well, I do think this, CJ. I think your tone has changed some. I think what we have to do when we talk is try and talk to one another and not at one another. And I think the problem you and I have had in the past is that we tend to talk at one another with not dialogue but rather statements. And so I think the more we can get into asking someone else a question and listening to their answer, the closer we're going to get to that dialogue. But thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you very much for the call, CJ. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Tom again from L.A. Hey, Tom. Tom? All right. So, but anyway, okay, Tom?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
As far as what CJ was saying just right there, I really would love to know, because I think we could find some agreement with CJ, is that does he believe that money in politics is a big problem or not?
Well, he did agree with that. You know, I think several weeks ago when he called in, I think it was the day I had the show, but to myself, I think CJ agreed that money in politics was a big problem. I think you were on the line at the time. So I think we do have that level of agreement.
Okay, and I think that's one area where we can agree. Now, one thing that would really help CJ in his conversations with people is if he would actually say the word democratic. He, you know, seems to want to say Democrat all the time, which was a big McCarthy thing, to make sure you stress the word rat at the end of it. That's why they do that. And it actually makes them sound unintelligent when they don't say the proper word democratic. But what I wanted to say was that if I was running government, let's just say as an example, the one thing I would do, and I don't understand why they haven't done it, is I would take every DMV, I would take every postal service, I would take everything that is closest to the people, and I would modernize those things that they are so modernized that, you know, that a private corporation cannot do what the public can do and what our tax dollars are going for. Instead, our tax dollars go to the military-industrial complex, and our tax dollars go to, you know, $50 billion towards a microchip. And the problem is that it's far away from we the people. things have got to be from we the people. And I think that Democrats need to start running on exactly what the best Democratic person ever ran. And I'm sure CJ remembers this time because he's old enough, I'm guessing, in the 1930s. I'm just guessing CJ is an older fossil. 1930s with FDR, who won four elections and brought this country back from the Great Depression and ran on policies. A big shout out to Eleanor for her and Francis Perkins. But they were the ones that actually made it where people loved government. Ronald Reagan came in and basically took government and threw it away and said it was the problem. And that's been their thing. And like I said, it's basically like saying we the people are the problem because we are the government. We are the ones that pay the taxes. We are the ones that do it. I would like to see on a receipt every day or every week when I get my paycheck, I would love to see an itemized receipt of where my tax dollars are going. And maybe that would make people wake up a little bit and say, you know what? Yeah, it's going towards this military industrial complex or Raytheon or any of these places more so than it's going back to me and my local post office and my local DMV and whatever. Because when it's that close, we just need to modernize everything that is so close to us. So it makes government work.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call again, as always. You know, Sandy, I wanted to move to the fact that there's conversations that the Fed created the oncoming recession. And again, you're still not one who says the recession is inevitable.
Well, I would say that it's damn near inevitable. I think the question is when and not whether. I think the perfect storm in the world is definitely brewing, and recession is coming into existence on other continents, and I think it'll definitely spread to the United States, and I'm just not sure exactly when.
So is it safe to say, and that's kind of what this goes to, Federal Reserve has created the recession, but they had no choice, right?
Well, I mean, first of all, we've had a very extended expansion.
Growth, right.
Right? So after a very long period of extension, there is going to be a recession under some circumstances. The question is whether the circumstances will come together sufficiently to cause it to happen. Have we had stressful circumstances coming? I mean, absolutely. We had the pandemic, a terribly stressful situation. We had the tariff war initiated by Trump, a very stressful situation. We have the Ukrainian war, a very stressful situation to the world economy. All of those things have been very, very stressful. You know, coming out of the recession of 2008, you know, we were on a relatively long growth flight path, and then the pandemic came. So we had 8 years of consecutive expansion policies by the government running into the period of the pandemic when we again needed to put the pedal to the metal in terms of government expansion policies. And did the Fed participate in those expansion policies? Absolutely. But, you know, we had an interest rate that was essentially zero. You know, there's news yesterday that the European Central Bank had finally increased interest rates on their loan rate to banks. You know what they increased it to? Zero. It was a negative 0.5% going into yesterday, and they increased it 0.5% to zero. So, you know, there have been a very low interest rates prevailing in the world for quite a long time, and so low that they were well below any historical norm. You know, our current interest rates are essentially at 50-year average rates right now, but we do have inflation at a very high rate.
You know, Sandy, when we come back, I was reading this article, and it talked about $6.5 trillion in 48 months. The fact that we put that printed dead money and put that in and we created
quantitative easing.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's at the root of this. So we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's almost like you know this thing is coming. Can't stop it. It's probably going to hit here some where we really see it during the winter months. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's certainly coming. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.